Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
In my case, you know, I hate to advocate drugs or liquor, violence, insanity to anyone. But in my case, it's worked.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. This is a show. What we do on this show, we don't know. But we'll figure it out.
You can just rhyme anytime.
Anytime.
We are also, this is a fun thing. I got us on Spotify pretty recently.
Oh, nice.
I filed us under comedy and education.
That seems to be our two main topics that
we talk
about.
It's really true, and I promise if you give us a chance, you will see that I'm not lying to you. Why would I ever lie?
I aspire to new levels of mediocrity.
Yeah. Joe Rogan, get on our podcast. Learn something.
Come on, man. This is, we could teach you a few things. For one, we don't have fake bricks behind us.
Right.
I think that's a plus.
Yep.
Bricks are not good at soundproofing, in my opinion.
And then what else do we have?
Booze. Wait, no, he has that.
You typically will have some sort of green substances, so that's not going to be a difference.
Not usually, you know, that's just green like tweed. Yeah, I wear tweed all the time.
Mm.
My pants also
that
green.
That is what we were referring
yes.
to.
I was not referring to all the chronics.
They are made out of a substance, yeah. How you guys doing? We had a hiatus for like 2 or 3 weeks. I lost count, but
wasabi,
had an intermission.
Yeah, it's an intermission. Let's call it that.
It's August,
break.
Dude. Dude.
I mean, Supreme Court's out for the summer, so.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, Supreme Court is basically out until October 1st is when their stuff goes back to conference. They basically take like a month off.
They can do that?
Yeah.
They don't just like cycle judges?
No, they only have 9.
No, that's them and Congress. It's everybody over in the fucking...
Well, that's why they get paid so fucking much.
DC takes August off. To be fair, I wouldn't want to be in those old buildings that probably don't have good AC in the middle of August in DC.
Yeah.
Those buildings, those robes, those hats. Fuck that. Oh, wait, no. Our Supreme Court doesn't wear hats. Imagine if they did, though.
Stupid fucking wigs.
Yeah.
I want them to wear those.
Parliament.
Like, really, that makes our government
so
much more lame.
We fought a war so we didn't have to wear stupid-ass wigs.
Right. USA.
I guess that's true, yeah, but I'm not saying it has to be wigs, necessarily. Maybe they could just be the classic Uncle Sam hats. Maybe bring out the good old stovetop hat. In an homage to Abraham Lincoln.
I'm gonna die.
Those are classic American hats.
Probably.
Jared has finally gotten his share of the Nazi chocolate, courtesy of Finland?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn good.
It came from some guys in Finland. They run like this giant, like Walmart-sized military surplus store in Finland, in Helsinki. It's really cool. They have a lot of cool stuff that I kind of want to buy.
Gas masks? I think they actually
have some finished surplus gas masks for
Do you want to talk flamethrowers? I don't want to talk.
I mean, you can essentially build a flamethrower more or less with supplies from Ace Hardware. I mean, with a little bit of time
and ingenuity. If I don't have a flamethrower that a soldier actually died wearing.
Did the Finns ever use flamethrowers?
I don't fucking know. You're the World War II guy.
They're pretty
strange
guys. I wouldn't be
surprised.
They kind
of got absorbed by Russia technically before the Second World War started.
See, you would know better than me.
Yeah.
All I know is I want a fucking flamethrower.
I mean,
we can get you one.
The M2 flamethrower is basically just one tank of gas, one tank of propane, and they feed into essentially a paint gun.
And a whole lot of hate.
Yeah, a paint gun and a pilot light. That's essentially all it is.
Gotcha. So you can make a flamethrower. Reduce the ingredients even further. Can of spray paint and a lighter.
I mean, yes, but to get the range.
You need the range. You really do.
Have you seen how fast and how far actual military flamethrowers throw.
It's far.
Pretty far.
I can understand why they were fucking terrifying when they first showed up.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine being in a trench in France somewhere and just like sitting in like thigh deep mud and all of a sudden this 100-foot jet of flame comes over the top of your trench?
And you'd be like, oh wow, I'm gonna die.
Yeah. And just be like, anyways, I'm out.
Hey, I just had an idea. I'm going to duck under the mud where I'll be okay.
I'm going to stick my head in the sand forever so I never look at the flames again.
Yeah, and then you see some guy with like a gas mask and a helmet and all gray coming out of the fog and the mud.
Ooh, that's the harbinger of doom right there.
That's a German stormtrooper.
Kind of reminds me of the plague doctors. You ever seen those outfits?
I mean, it's basically that with a Nazi helmet.
fucking A.
I mean, honestly, the German helmets by the end of the war were basically the same as the Nazi uniforms. So.
Yeah. Jared, you seen a Plague Doctor, right?
Fuck yeah. Little bird.
I mean, mine's the big beak, yeah.
Yeah, they got their bird mask on.
Let's see. Oh, I forgot to do this whole thing with the... It's okay, no one watches this crap anyway. Plague Doctor, here we go. Here's a guy. Why do they wear the fucking weird bird masks?
I think they threw, like, shit in there so that way they don't smell bodies.
And I think it was supposed to serve as a filtration system.
You know, I'll tell you exactly what it was. It was posies. Whatever that means.
It's a flower.
Because pocket full of posies.
Yep.
You know, that's a whole...
Cover up the scent from all the dead bodies.
Yeah.
I don't know any posies. I know a couple of pansies, though.
Hey! None in this room.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
This is still cool to do. When is that dead? When is dabbing dead?
Oh, never.
Oh, good.
I definitely started doing it ironically, and now I can't stop.
It's going to be like...
It's lit, fam.
It's going to be millennial disco, where you're going to see... In the future, you're going to see like a 45-year-old man dab on the street, and everyone around him will cringe. Yep. But those that are the similar age, they'll know that it's a good thing.
And then people will do it ironically, you know...
And then the other 50 and 60-year-olds, hey!
At what point is doing it ironically just doing it because you actually want to? The layers of irony have become so thick in this world, I cannot parse it anymore.
No, that's like my brother Ike. He told me, he's like, dude, I started listening to 6ix9ine ironically, and now I can't stop because it actually slaps.
Big mistake.
Well, when reality becomes ironic and irony becomes reality... You know, that's kind of the world we live in right now.
We've flipped everything. Hang on.
Say what?
Say it again. Say it again.
We forgot we had this.
Oh, dear God. When reality becomes ironic and irony becomes reality, this is the world we live in.
I want that as my fucking ringtone.
I think that stands on its own. I'll get that for you. Let's just whip that out every once in a while.
I just need this in papyrus on like a black background and just like a Facebook cover.
I just found something
like
new for our intro.
I can do it in more of a deep announcer voice.
You want to do it?
I don't know.
No.
There you go.
I'm good.
Okay, fine. Jesus.
I'm the only one that's... Hang on. Here we go.
You're not my boss. You're not God or my father.
Is that what...
Isn't that from the, like, really fucking short guy having a spaz attack in a subway?
It is, yeah. The guy who's... We're never gonna see him. No, it was a... They call him the bagel boss for some reason. Because he's in a bagel store,
that's what it was. Did you ever see that?
No, I'm
there's like
this, right now.
Like, I think... What were they laughing at him for?
Just being short, I think.
I mean, yeah, I that is funny.
I really...
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you ever just see a really short guy and you just go... Yeah, that's a good time.
Frequently.
Out loud or internally? No.
Oh, well, depends on... Neither.
I'm just kidding. I don't have a prejudice against short people.
Well, as a short guy, I can tell you my only threat is that I'm going to take your knees. I'm just going
to
take them.
It's just easier to do.
Well, you're right at like dick punching height, so...
But we need to learn...
I'm going to take them fucking knees.
We got to appreciate the short people, too, because they have the advantage of being car mechanics. They can just crawl onto the cars really easy.
They make,
check for leaks.
They make tall people feel good about themselves when they ask them to reach for something for them.
You ever drop your keys down a storm drain? Well, that's what short people are for. You just dangle them down there.
I thought that was what children were for.
Get in there, Frodo.
Children take too long to make. Just grab a short guy off the street.
Hey, excuse me, sir.
Can I hold you by your ankles and duck you into a storm drain?
That's your plan for your kid, right? You're going to dangle him down some shit?
Why else would you have a kid?
I mean... Probably at least
free
once,
free labor.
Just make sure you do, like, past 6 months old, really work on those arm-lengthening exercises. I don't know how you do
it.
Tennis. Lots and lots of tennis.
No, throw them bracelets on their upper arms.
Oh, yeah, the weight belt things.
They got shoulders this wide, arms like that.
Isn't it actually a thing that, like professional tennis players will actually have one arm that's actually slightly longer than the other because the force that they swing their arm actually will, like, stretch their bones and muscles out?
Yeah, just like chronic masturbators have one arm that's bigger than the other.
I 100% believe that. Yeah.
Check it out.
Chronic masturbators and arm wrestling champions.
Yeah.
You ever seen that fucking guy?
Dude.
It's
so weird because they have like a hulked-ass John Cena arm and then like just like a regular ass arm.
Why wouldn't you...
Look like a guy on roids had a stroke or something.
Like, I can understand you're wanting to win arm wrestling contests really bad, but why not just even it out?
Like, are you training for 20 hours of the day and you don't have another 20 hours to do your other side?
Who doesn't have 40 hours a day?
I know, right? Do everything twice
most
as fast.
People, myself included.
We should work on that.
Yeah.
We need to... Oh, so we're going to bend time? No. I'm into that.
Time is just a concept of human perception.
Okay, so let's bend minds then. Oh, wait. Here we go.
Time is just a construct of human perception.
Encore!
We'll follow you anywhere.
Oh, hell.
Oops, wait. What did I just do?
Feed me your soul.
Whoa. Jesus. That sounds really good with the cathedral.
Cathedral?
Yeah, that's what this effect is called.
Oh.
The cathedral.
I think I'm just going to leave it there. Because really, most of the other ones, they don't echo enough. I promise. Yeah. We're not...
It has just the right amount of, like, tinniness and shininess to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you feel powerful, doesn't it?
Makes you feel like Batman. Do you guys watch Video Game Donkey at all?
No.
No.
Dude.
Sorry.
He's a...
I'm not much on the YouTube.
No,
really.
He's a YouTuber, but he does, like, gaming stuff.
Mm.
But that guy... Like, he's, like, rated number whatever, like, really high
12.
In the gaming world.
I'm going to say 12.
But, like, anytime he's online, he just, like, fucks with, like, his teammates and everybody. He's so fucking funny, and it'd be so frustrating trying to, like, work with him.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how everybody, like, fucking hates him.
I feel like that might be my default mode going into a video
game.
He's
goddamn funny. He did a Skyrim run where he just, like, put in all the mods. Literally all
that's what I've heard of Skyrim is mod it till you break it, then take one mod off.
No, he put like as many as he could, and he said, yeah, just took them all. So he had like just like an army of werewolves, and he threw out a bear on a unicycle with a fucking, not a banjo. What's the one with like three strings?
Banjo.
I mean, you can have a three-string banjo. Are you thinking more
like
the one from India?
Own...
Like the
something
sitar
like
or something?
You know what? Fuck it. Look it up. It's like 3 minutes long.
I'm putting it in. Hang on. Three-string banjo. Let me see. The lickety split banjo?
You know what? I can work with that.
It's a banjo that's easy to play. So
wow.
But anyways, yeah, there's a bear on a unicycle, and so he sent it in to go fight the army of werewolves. At the very end, he sees a crab with a top hat and a monocle. He's like, what the fuck? That's where I draw the line. Come on, Master Chief. And Master Chief is like right there. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
I'm pretty sure, you know what? I think I know what Skyrim is. I think it's the game that I saw one time that got modded so that every sound effect was Tim Allen grunts.
I've seen that.
Doors opening, chests closing, walking,
I've seen
dragons.
That. I've seen that with two things. One was Skyrim. The other was Doom. Where every time the gun fired, it was Tim Allen going,
oh my God.
And all the environments were just pictures of Tim Allen's face.
Jesus Christ. I want, well, dude, I love
I
that.
I fucking hate the internet.
I love that, but what would the Nick Cage version be? I want his face everywhere.
But what would his noise be?
What would his noise be? It would
I
probably
think it'd be a scream.
It would just be, not the bees! Over and over. Yeah. That's what I'd want to see.
I get down with that.
Somebody mod a copy of Doom and give that to me. I saw another copy of Doom. You know those stupid MacBook Pros with the touch bar
mm-hmm.
at the top of the keyboard? They fit Doom in that thing.
Hmm.
In that tiny touch bar. It's
what
not practical.
Like the old, like, what was it, 88 Doom?
The OG Doom.
Nice.
Do you play it with a fucking remote control?
I have no idea. I assume WSAD and whatever it is
to
shoot
with. The way
it was
meant to be played.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, it was originally released on PC, so technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
They've been using that shit since the 80s, bro.
Dude, I can't even with the internet. Like, who has the time and the knowledge to do shit like this?
People besides us. We're doing our own thing, and people are wondering the same thing about us,
I'm
sure.
We are busy, classy businessmen.
See, if you're smart, you take the time at work to use your work computer to do it, because they can pay for a good quality, you know, system to actually do the work.
Yeah, the internet at my work is way faster than here.
Yeah,
so.
And then, you know, you just minimize. I mean, it's like, I think my computer, it has 8 gigs of RAM. It's got, you know, I forget what graphics processor, but it has like a basic graphics card in it, something like the equivalent of like a 1050.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Like, wow.
Because it has to run basically like AutoCAD, 3D modeling software, all this other stuff.
You're Inventor and SolidWorks at the same
time,
aren't you?
We actually don't have SolidWorks. We use Autodesk for a lot of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, no, we're that too. And really, like, if you're running 8 gigs of RAM with that, I don't know how you do it. Your models must be kind of small.
Some of them. Some of them are several hundred megabytes, so
okay.
Sounds like you can handle so many fucking emails with that.
I mean, that's on one screen. I have three, so
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's effective and efficient.
Okay.
Cool. I have one screen that is basically like all my, like has my email constantly open, and then any file folders I open up to also open on that screen. Also, that's what opens on the internet is that screen.
Yep.
And then I have one screen that's pretty much all of my PDF viewers and mm-hmm. stuff I'm editing and going through and that kind of stuff. And then the third window is whatever I need it to be.
I only got two monitors.
Yeah. Well, I technically have two monitors, but then I keep my laptop open as a third screen in the middle.
No, I made the conscious choice to not go to three monitors because I didn't want to give myself whiplash. Because that's just how I fucking move my head. I just noticed that about myself. It just goes quick. I never learned proper muscle control or what's the fucking word? Kinesthetics? I don't know if that's right. But really, when my knees started getting shitty, I was like, wow, I move my legs in really stupid ways. I need to, like, monitor that. And now I'm noticing it with my neck.
Jared, you've already eaten a quarter of this dark chocolate tin. I'm worried.
Dear God.
No, you did too.
No, there's only three pieces left. There's eight per layer, so... You've eaten four out of eight.
Jared?
They're really good.
How many fingers am I holding up? And are they stationary, or are they in a constant state of flux?
And do they look Polish?
Well, obviously, I can see the cells vibrating, you idiot.
How do my fingers look Polish? Do they look like Polish Nazis, dogs? But... Oh, there you go. I figured they turned into, like, Costco Polish dogs. Something like that.
Yeah, obviously, your cells are vibrating, which I can clearly see, Renee.
Of course,
I mean, technically, all matter is.
Throw on the fucking echo.
Here you go.
If it has mass, it vibrates.
It's kind of sexy.
Science facts.
So profound.
dear God.
This is a fucking gold mine right here. I just wish you guys could control it so you aren't, like, depending on me drinking rum on an empty stomach to operate.
So I feel like that's the
thing.
Best way, because it would get way out of control if this was left open to a democracy.
That is kind of true. This is
this
a dictatorship.
True democracy honestly doesn't ever work long term.
No, yeah. And we aren't... This country isn't even a democracy
It never
anymore.
Was. It was never supposed to be.
Here's the... Okay, so what system is this show? I would say a loose dictatorship.
I'd say it's a benevolent hierarchy.
I would say it's some sort of a oligarchy. Like, there's a few people who actually make the decisions, and everybody else we can tell them to fuck off.
Yeah.
That's true,
because
yeah.
Because we have all the power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we also have one person who tends to control everything.
But we got a little bit of North Korea mixed in there, too, because technically, since I hold all the keys, I am supreme leader.
Yeah.
So
we couldn't operate without you, but you could operate without us, but we make your country better.
Mm. Yeah, that's true, because you give me labor.
Yes.
None of us need each other, but we all need each other for this all to work.
Yes.
We work for
guys,
him
our
for
show
free.
Is North Korea.
Oh, my God. We're communists.
Oh, whoops.
We work here for free for the good of the show.
I don't see it as work, as more of a hobby.
For the motherland.
Well, do you want me to just give you money so we're not communists anymore? Is that just, you want to sidestep around the ideology?
Yeah, let's start.
Before we get into wage negotiations, I think Jared and I need to talk about unionization. We need to have a union rep here that's also going to go over all of our wage disputes and complications. We need to know what our salary is.
Okay, Amazon warehouse worker 38547.
Also, we need you to pay for it because we're broke.
How much could it cost anyway? $10?
To unionize?
No,
yeah.
A banana.
Oh.
Or a banana.
Yeah.
We
much,
do make,
how much could a banana cost?
Like $10? $15?
We do make $10 per show right now. Just,
what?
But that's
when?
Since, like, I don't know, forever ago. But it's just, it's for, like, equipment only. It's not
okay,
going
I was
going
to say, since
when?
Wait, are you donating your own money to the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
$10 a week.
I was going to say.
That's a reappropriation of funds more so than we're paid.
Yeah. No. I thought you were saying that, like, someone was physically paying us for the show. I was like, what the fuck?
Or we one sponsor that decides to throw us, like, $10 not to mention them or something.
No, until you guys
don't
start,
ever
like...
talk about me.
Guys, I really like the show, but shut the fuck up, okay?
Guys, I hate your show more than anything, and you talk about a lot of dumb shit. As long as my name doesn't cross it, we're good.
Feel free to talk about your competitors, though.
Here, you know Walmart? Yeah, we fucking hate Walmart. So do I. Here's some money.
I mean, who doesn't?
Right.
That would be so fucking hard to do if we had a secret sponsorship. Has that ever happened?
A secret sponsorship?
Well, we wouldn't know, would we?
No, that's the whole point of a secret.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We're not good at those either.
Yeah.
No. I mean, as a species or us personally?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Just like in general.
Oh, I mean, Jesus. It depends on who we're talking about that we keep secrets from.
That's true. I mean, you know? The secrets are very well kept from the general populace as to who is the shadowy organization that controls all the banks and the government in the country. So they do very good at that. We just can't do it the other way.
It's the Jews.
Are you sure?
No, that's the Nazi chocolate talking.
What?
That's true. You had too much.
I'm not going to lie. I feel pretty good right now.
Jared, I got to tell you, I have never eaten that many pieces of that at once, so I'm a little frightened of what it's going to do to you.
I think the most I ate at once was 3.
Like, no bullshit, all jokes aside.
Yeah.
My head's like kind of like...
Are you a little buzzy?
Just a little bit, and I got to tell you... Big fan.
Can you do Rap God right now?
Rap God?
Yeah.
I could probably do Pink Life, though.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You need to like have some rum to bring yourself back down a little.
I probably shouldn't.
No.
Yeah.
Caffeine and alcohol probably is not a good combination.
You're mixing
your
uppers and your downers, bro.
Yeah.
Not good.
Stay with the uppers.
Yes.
You'll be fine. Although this mix of two downers and one... No, you had one, too. You're mixing
yours.
I had
one piece.
Okay.
So 12 and a half milligrams.
That's like nothing.
Yeah,
That's half a cup of coffee.
I know you're a fucking coffee fiend, so it doesn't...
typically volumetrically, probably between 4 and 8 cups a day.
Jesus fuck.
Oh my God.
That's a lot even for me.
I mean, typically it's 4 because that's what my travel mug holds,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I take to work, and I usually drink on that throughout the 8-hour day.
Okay.
All right.
And then once I get home, I don't have any more.
Yeah.
We got, like really, I do not drink very much coffee at all, but the coffee mug is... The coffee pot is right next to my desk.
Yeah.
I can reach behind me and turn it on if I want to. And so I do sample from it every once in a while, but I swear to God, it's the shittiest coffee pot you've ever fucking... And not even basic operation. Mm-hmm. It makes good coffee. The shitty part is the carafe, the container, the reservoir of energy.
Oh, the coffee pot?
Yeah. I should have said that, maybe.
Yeah.
Trying to pour...
I just got 3 synonyms for it, though, so that's pretty cool.
Carafe?
Use those when you get on Jeopardy someday.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. You didn't know?
No, I know it is. Okay. I didn't know if that's what Jared was asking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I had no fucking idea.
It's the thing that holds the coffee that keeps it hot.
Yeah, no, it's a coffee pot, dude.
Carafe is one specifically insulated.
But yeah, this carafe thing, you cannot pour in a straight line. It's impossible. No matter how wide your cup is, it always drips down the sides.
How do you fuck that up?
It's just, I don't know.
When
talk to the Mr. Bun Corporation, I guess.
When you pour, do you put the lip of the carafe right on your mug and then tip it, or?
I used to.
Okay.
But I don't anymore.
Okay.
I do this thing, this weird-ass thing that seems to work 70% of the time, where, like, I take the carafe out, I, like, swirl it around to get the extra moisture
to
fall.
Chunks to break up.
Yeah. Because it's just that good. It's black tar coffee. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite.
And then I try and pour it into the mug just, like as evenly as I can, and it still fucks up. It spills all over the sides and it goes underneath it, and there's like these shitty special towels right next to the coffee maker that are just there to wipe up the shit that spills on the fucking counter, and it's ridiculous.
Yo, give me that carafe and a hot glue gun. I got you.
You want to put a new spout on that thing for
me? I mean,
you
probably could do it with a soldering iron too. Just reshape the lip.
Yeah. All I
or
need,
a heat gun.
All
hot,
I need is
so
just a tiny, it just needs a little divot for the liquid to fall down. Because right now, it's shaped like if you held a mouthful of water in your mouth and you pulled your lip out, it pours out like that over your bottom lip.
So it's like an inverted duck bill or some bullshit?
Yeah, it's...
Ew.
I'll have to take a picture for you guys. It's awful.
You ever played that game where you like...
coffee.
There you go. That's exactly what it is. You nailed it.
You ever played that game where you have to put that big fucking thing in your mouth and try to like say words and people have to guess it?
Oh yeah, Chubby Bunny.
No, like the fucking plastic thingy?
No.
It's like an actual game. It's like, what'd you say, I think?
Oh!
But yeah,
no, so I've seen pictures of that. Never played.
Yeah, no. You ever tried to take a drink out of any sort of beverage when you have one of those in?
No.
It's hell. Because you like take a sip and you're like, all right, this is good. And then you like, and then just everywhere you're like, oh, fuck, that's right. I can't close my fucking mouth.
What about, can you use straws?
No.
Oh,
have
God.
You guys ever tried to use a straw without the use of your nose? Like, if you completely
yes,
block your nose.
I have.
That fucking sucks.
You can't do it.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
I just tried to mime it, and I got to tell you,
no,
not a fan.
Because I remember
I might have... Wait. Oh.
When I broke my face and had all my nose and sinus cavities completely blocked by, you know, a 3 feet of gauze in each sinus or some bullshit. Yeah, that felt good to get pulled out.
Oh, damn it. Never mind. I thought my giant straws were here. Oh. But if you don't mind cooties, you can attempt to do the same thing out of my water bottle.
I don't
yeah,
want
it
to.
Just, you have to.
All right, so it's nose blocked?
Yeah, like completely blocked where you cannot use your nose at all. Like trying to inhale through your nose.
Before I go on, how funny would it be if I did the whole show like this, huh? That would be awful.
With the echo.
All right, here we go. Oh, with the. Hang on.
Do it again.
who do I sound like right now? Oh, you know who I sound like? Eugene Levy. Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
I was in the American Pie movies, and my eyebrows are actually made out of caterpillars.
Oh, that fucking guy.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I'm going to try the... Hang on.
Yeah, right? Oh. It's fucking impossible to get more Ooh. Than like enough to like choke you out.
You
yeah, I did,
have, like,
I did
legitimate
too much.
Slobber on there.
Sorry, I use that thing all day, so whatever diseases I have, you now have. Yeah, you didn't die.
That's going to make me angry.
How much did you actually get, though?
Quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
It didn't do. It wasn't as terrible as somehow able to get air around.
Yeah, see, that's the kick. You have to like keep your mouth open so you have some sort of, so you don't create a vacuum, I think, is actually the problem.
Yeah. No, you need that like input.
Event.
Yeah. Speaking of mouth troubles, we have a question. When you're on Route 66, do
is
you
this
say
an ad read?
Say again?
Is this an ad read?
No, okay. No. Gold Bond foot powder. No. When you're on Route 66, do you say Route, R-O-O-T, or Route, R-O-U-T-E? A question for the group. This is from my wife.
They're super interchangeable to me. Like, I don't really lean one way or another. It just kind of like whatever I see is what I say, and then that's how it is. It's not really...
You don't pay attention to your words, really.
It's not route or root. It's just whatever one I happen to say at the time.
So you interchange.
Yeah.
I think
but
more
aunt,
often...
But aunt and aunt, that is always aunt, and I will fight to the fucking death over that.
Hey, we're on the same side. Props.
Yeah, I'd never say aunt, but I would say probably root. Typically,
same.
When I'm saying, you know, Route 66, or when it's a title of something, Route 66 or whatever, but, you know... Actually, pretty much just root in general. I never hardly say route. And I think part of that is, etymologically, I think root is more correct.
Yeah.
Because en route is where that comes from, is, you know, on the way.
On the route.
See, but and I've said it, en route and en route, both ways.
I think it's en route.
I don't even read it in my, like, when I read it, like, you know, I just have to repeat stuff in your head because you don't process it really fast. Mm. That's a normal thing. And then, No, when I read it, it changes out en route or en route.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how I read it.
Well, I think my mind's like, you know, a route is a, you know,
a
way
path.
Of getting from A to B. A route is when an army panics and flees.
Oh, shit. You're right.
I thought that was a retreat.
No, a route is when, like, you're in, like, some sort of ancient battle when it's, you know, Alexander the Great fighting the Persians, and the Persians are like, we're fucked. We're getting out of here.
Mm-hmm.
They turn around and run in a completely disorganized manner. That's a route, and typically that's actually where most of the casualties in ancient battle will actually become, is everybody's running away, and the chasing army just slaughters them.
And the route would be the direction that they went
the
in
route
a loose
is
fashion.
The action of them as a collective mass of saying, let's get the fuck out of here.
That's weird.
I never
would have thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I don't know. When I hear somebody saying, you know, a route, you know, well, partially because I like military history stuff, so that's what my mind sometimes goes.
I think of, like, route is, like, an assigned path, like it's a state road or whatever, and
it's a
route
is just the path you're taking right now.
Route is like you're giving directions to a guy on a street.
Yeah.
You fixed it.
If somebody says route, I don't automatically think he's talking about, like, making an opposing army run. I don't think that.
You need a very specific conversation to be happening for that.
Of course. Yeah. You know, if I hear somebody say, you know, a route, it's the same as saying aunt or aunt. Mm-hmm. If somebody says, my aunt, Mary, Lou, Beth, whatever, I know that they're not what they're talking about. Or my aunt, Jenny, they're not talking about their pet aunt in the farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you know,
I'm with you on that.
It's
one.
Context, I think, is a big part of it.
Can you imagine if there was a guy out there who named the individual ants?
You know that that's actually a thing, probably.
Oh yeah, no, that guy totally exists.
Probably. The only problem is every time he holds up the magnifying glass to try and identify the ant, the sun shines through it and it kills the ant.
His
so
name
he never
is,
knows.
His name is for sure Eugene.
I was gonna say Lewis. He wears a sweater vest and cargo shorts.
Oh my God!
Sounds like a Eugene thing.
Eugene's his buddy.
No, it's his cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eugene just takes care of the farm for him while he's gone.
Eugene's his cousin, which is his only buddy.
That's fair.
Damn, that's pretty sad. Yeah. But at least he takes care of the ant farm for him.
Right?
Sure, it's nice of
it. I never had an ant farm.
I never saw a point.
I had a pet crawfish for a while. Did I ever tell you guys that?
What Mm-mm. the fuck?
Oh, no. Hell yeah.
Not
so,
crawfish for eating?
Usually, but...
Well, then again, most animals aren't really.
Don't they stink? Mm-hmm.
If they're dead, yeah.
Okay.
It's a fishy thing, so yeah, probably, if it's out of the water.
I don't remember it smelling too bad, but yeah, we had a whole bunch of crawfish, actually, in fourth grade, I want to say. And, you know, we just kept them around, and eventually they all started dying, and there was one left, and it was the class crawfish for a really long time. Can you imagine? Nobody wanted to take it home during... for the summer,
what?
Except for me. I got to keep that motherfucker. And he lasted a long-ass time, too. There were actually did come a point where it molted its skin in the fish tank I was keeping for it.
You're so, like, oh, sick, I have two of them.
Yeah. There was that, I thought that for a little bit, and then, you know, it just looked like a ghost crayfish.
Yeah.
Crawfish? Oh, shit, I'm getting into the...
I say crawfish typically, but
we always called them crawdads, but
yeah,
same shit.
That's I think why I call them crawfish.
Yeah, when I go to New Orleans, I'm calling them crawdaddies just to make sure I fit in.
Now you say New Orleans or Norlands?
Norlands.
Yeah,
I'm just
going to
say New
word.
Orleans.
It the locals call it basically it's all one word, Norlands.
It's Norlands, dude.
Because my
but if you did,
my
but
aunt
I've...
actually is from there.
Oh really?
Yeah, she doesn't have an accent at all. She grew up just outside of New Orleans, so
that's cool.
How is she still alive?
She moved up here? No.
Yeah. Makes sense.
The hurricane took her up here. But, like, the thing, what I've been reading, what I've been reading is that don't try and do the Nolans thing because they'll know you're not from there.
It's like going to France going, merci beaucoup.
Yeah.
They're just like, get the fuck out of here.
I've also read,
I've also read,
just, bring up Katrina because that's just a sore spot for everybody.
Yeah.
Fair.
Kind of like going to Manhattan and talking about 9/11 to some guy on the street.
Yeah.
And thirdly, if some guy asks you, says, I bet you $10 I can tell you where you got those shoes, ignore him. Leave. Don't do it. It's a con.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
wait, what does he say?
So what'll happen,
you told me this one. I just don't remember.
Okay, so what will happen is you're walking down the street and some guy will walk up to you and he says, I bet you $10 I can tell you where you got those shoes. And... if you say you're on, he'll say you got them on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, and then he'll demand $10 from you, and he will follow you as long as it takes until you give him the $10.
Oh,
that's
because
the con.
You have them on right here
on this. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just a linguistic foible, really. It's a trick. Don't do it.
It's like the guys in LA, like, hey, buy my CD. And you're like, okay, how much? And then they just start like digging in your wallet as you try to pull it out. You're like, hey, can you fuck off, dude?
Whoa, is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
I knew that trying to peddle mixtapes was a thing, but I didn't know it was a con to try and expose your wallet.
No, it's not really a con, I guess. But like you say you're going to buy their CD and then you pull out your wallet. They're going to be like digging in there trying to grab the money from you.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you never give any other person the opportunity to... You never ask them, how much do I owe you as you're funneling through your money? You ask them how much they owe you, then you get the money if you don't haggle. But
yeah.
You should haggle if it's not a fixed stickered price in a genuine store.
Haggle.
I'm just going to keep my cash in my shoe. Yep. I don't give a fuck.
You should get a money belt.
No.
Because then people can't pickpocket things and you don't have to keep your money in your shoe.
Oh, wait.
Get a fucking Gap piece, dude.
I mean,
pickpocket me now.
I mean, Washington licenses are valid in Louisiana, so.
Can I make a plastic GAT and take that with me on the plane?
Not legally in Washington, and you can't take it on the plane in anywhere because that violates federal and Washington state laws.
Okay, looks like I got some work to do.
What about a plastic explosive?
Mmm. You can just 3D print those guys, right?
Yes, totally.
That's what I'm hoping for. Can you imagine get pickpocketed as he's running away? Grenade.
That's a pretty good form of retaliation. No one would ever fuck with you ever again. Just what if he has another grenade?
Just wrap a grenade in like double-sided tape and just throw it at him.
Halo.
That would be amazing.
Sticky bomb.
How great would that be? Get surrounded. Bing.
Yep.
What's up?
It's one of those. Isn't that how the grenade operates? Is it doesn't start. It's not really gonna explode until you let go of the.
The lever's what primes it.
Yeah.
And that the all the pin does is holds the lever down because it's under a actually significant amount of spring pressure.
Oh yeah, if you let it go, pop, it's gonna like throw it off.
Isn't it not all that much pressure you have to let go for it actually to start the ignition? So like if you loosen your grip after you pull the pin, it could potentially go off in your hand.
Oh right? Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So you have to
you
pull
the
pin and chuck
you
that
hold
bitch.
That bitch tight, and then when it's time to throw, you throw it as hard as you fucking can. You get down.
Yeah. And
wait, I can't believe I never asked you this.
And
did you do grenade training?
Yeah, dude.
It's probably part of basic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never.
Have you seen that video of like that person that goes under grenade training and like accidentally like fumbles it and just drops it right at their feet? It's like live grenade exercise.
Yeah.
And they drop it. And like the drill sergeant sees it and like grabs her and like a full just.
And then rolls into the bunker.
And just like full on, just action movie rolls into like a foxhole or something like that and then just detonates next to him.
So fucking
like,
did you ever see that
shit.
Video of the guy? Throws the grenade and is like watching it, and the guy that's right next to him just like trips him and just like throws him down. It's actually a pretty popular video.
But a shrapnel too, obviously.
Well, no, it was just a training grenade. Okay. But part of the thing is like you throw the grenade and you don't look where it's going, you get the fuck down.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this kid was like watching to see if he threw it far enough, and like the instructor right next to him just took him down. I met the motherfucker that took him down.
Huh.
That's
Whoa.
The same
that's cool.
guy that ran that same range
that's
forever.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, dude.
Did you like...
Oh, yeah. I got taken down one time. I think that's because, like, to throw grenade or to... You go to, like, a bunch of throwing training grenades, and then when you finally...
Why are we throwing potatoes?
Yeah. Once you... No, once you throw it over, like, this particular line, then you get to go do the live grenade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't a very good thrower, and just, like, wearing all your shit, it's just really hard to get...
Yeah, you don't have a whole lot of range of motion, do you?
No. So what happened
is... Do you, like, side throw it, like, softball style?
I think you should have hacky sacked it.
No, what I
just
did.
Just drop it and kick it.
Hell yeah.
Punt. No, what I did is I threw it, and I wasn't sure if I threw it hard enough, so I was like watching it. And then obviously I got taken down because I'm a stupid private.
And you wanted to watch it blow up.
Well, no, it was still just a training grenade.
Okay. They don't blow up.
But I didn't see if it went over the line or not because obviously I got fucking tackled.
Oh, yeah.
And when I got tackled, he's like, all right, you're good. Get out of here. And I was pretty sure I wasn't, but he was too focused on taking me down to watch where I went. So I got a pass, and I was like, sick. Here we go.
Nice. Nice.
The best kind of technicality. The one you can just wander into.
Yep.
That's nice.
Totally unintentional.
And this is the type of training we depend on to keep America safe.
Oh,
America.
Yeah.
America.
Hey, really, if we wait long enough, the robots are supposed to be doing it for us. So,
yeah.
Did you see that video of that fucking robot shooting a 9mm?
No, there's a robot
I've
doing
seen drones
that?
With...
Yeah, no, they gave a robot 2 9mm and just, like, headshots. Just, like, shooting from here.
I think I know what you're talking about. It was a Russian thing, which it was actually fake.
Oh.
Damn it.
They basically had a robot that technically pulled triggers, but they had a shooter off camera that was actually shooting the targets.
Oh, I was going to say, because that...
No, I've seen that, if it's what
accurate.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It was a Russian thing, basically, you know, some sort of Russian
video. Did anyone
video.
Say cheeky breeky?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But... Yeah, if I remember correctly, it actually came out that, first of all, the pings on the steel targets that they were shooting didn't match with the gunshots. So people were like, something's not right. And then...
I was too scared to, like, analyze it. I was like, oh, fuck.
And then it changed camera angle slightly, and you can see another shooter kind of off to the side a little bit shooting the targets.
Oh, man. They flubbed that one real
bad. Regardless, that guy was really good.
What's kind of interesting and kind of scary, though, what I have seen is, like, a drone with, like, an M249 in it.
Yeah.
And, like, it hovers and then does, like, a burst, and it pushes the drone back, but it's going, like...
Dude, that's tight.
Shit.
What's the... mass capacity on a drone, though.
Depends on the drone.
Well, 5.
Because what does an M249 weigh? Like, it's 25 pounds? 20 pounds?
Less than that.
Oh, that's right. That's like an M60 weighs like 20 pounds.
Yeah. No, it's got to be in the mid-teens somewhere.
It's like, obviously, like 16, 17?
I'm telling you, man, it's 5.
I mean, I think it just had a standard snag mag in it.
Yeah.
It didn't have like the hunt around
nutsack
in it, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the robots will do it for us.
Oh, yeah.
Just based off of that. There's not going to be very much... human-on-human ground warfare for a long-ass time. Not until we get one of those EMPs from the sun, and then, you know, who the fuck knows what's going to happen.
How are EMPs not a thing yet?
They are.
Like, but I thought, like, all of them were fake.
No.
No, no, no. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing that can be generated. I mean, honestly, the only times that it's actually technically been measured in any sort of measure, I mean, yes, they've created them in labs and that kind of thing, but they're also a byproduct of a nuclear explosion.
Okay.
Yeah. And it knocks out all sorts of shit.
That was a proposed weapon during the Cold War, was the idea of not having an atomic device hit a country and detonate. Actually, this was the plot of GoldenEye.
This was Modern Warfare 3, wasn't it?
Yeah, where if you detonate a nuclear device in the upper atmosphere, I think 90-ish miles up, you knock out you create an EMP that covers like 75% of the contiguous U.S. Mm-hmm. if it's like 90, 95 miles up into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because it creates a crazy electromagnetic pulse, because essentially a nuclear device is essentially chain-starting a miniature sun.
Yeah.
Little tiny baby sun.
Pretty much.
We call him Jeff.
I mean, thermonuclear device will vaporize pretty much everything within a 5-mile radius. Will be nothing but dust. It'll be a crater like 150 feet deep. Yeah.
Also,
and that's
side
just
note,
the fireball.
Talk about nukes in Modern Warfare 3. October, baby.
I will try it. I'm not going to pay full money for it until I try it first.
Dude, I will pay double money for it.
I'll pay $2 and rent it from Redbox, try it, and then make my determination.
No, I fucking saw that trailer.
It looks really good, I will admit. But I also know that trailers are specifically tailored to make me think that it looks good and spend my
$60.
But
people have played, do they call it? Like the demo or whatever?
Yeah, the early access demo for the multiplayer only.
And everybody has said, like, no, it's fantastic. Everything works good. But then people played the storyline or just like one part and they're like, nah, it's too dark and gritty. I was like, that's exactly what
you're supposed to be killing people.
From what I've heard, all of the, it's dark and gritty is all the people who made the game are saying that. All the people who have had early access playing is only multiplayer, because that's like 75% of the Call of Duty player base only plays multiplayer. Actually,
not me. I'm here for the story, dog.
Absolutely. I'm not multiplayer hardly at all. But actually, if you look at the numbers, the raw numbers, in general, most people don't ever finish a video game ever.
Really?
Yeah. If you look,
I've never finished Minecraft, and it is finishable.
But even like single player games.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a dragon you fight at the end.
Okay, move. We're going to come back to you.
All right.
Yeah. But even like a single player focused game like God of War or Uncharted 4 or something like that, they at most will have a completion rate of about 40%. But a game that's like Call of Duty, where it's a lot of it's multiplayer focused, I think the people who completed the last two Call of Duties that actually had campaigns was less than 30%.
Really?
Yeah. And that's why when Black Ops 4 came out, they decided, no campaign. Majority players don't play it.
Yeah.
And so they had online only. That's it.
I guess that makes sense. But like, dude, there's definitely been a few games that I've been like, and it's taking too long. I don't give a shit anymore.
And but, that's what happens to a lot of people. And then they move on to something else.
But no, I've absolutely completed every single Call of Duty I've ever played, because all the storylines just pull me in. And then
I couldn't care less about the story with a few exceptions.
Yeah.
I just kind of like, I honestly, when I go back and
it's that Black Ops storyline.
See, honestly, half the time when I go back and, you know, play another game, if I really want to actually pretend like I care more than just the fun of running around shooting shit, I'll just make up my own story in my head. Or I'll just play, like, random missions and create some sort of narrative between them that strings it together.
That's fantastic.
I mean, I don't, like, go into, like, oh, I'm going to write this fan fiction of how this all fits together and all this other bullshit. I'm not that autistic.
But you're sitting there justifying it in your head?
No, I'm just like, okay, well, I could see logically how this would go into this, which is, like, 18 levels later.
Yeah, just create your own narrative.
But when every single level starts and ends the same way, where you just drop in the middle of an action scene and you go over here, shoot these guys. Oh, now this is this other objective that you had no idea that was actually an objective until you started playing the mission. It's pretty easy to string them together.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I have no doubt I probably will buy the new Call of Duty. I will play through it several times because because I enjoy, it's a fun thing to turn on and play for 30 minutes and turn off. That's kind of nice, and especially nowadays at our age.
Yeah.
Not that we sound old, but we don't
it's
have
beginning.
We're officially
the oldness
mid-20s.
Is creeping in.
We're not in high school. We have our own responsibilities. We have other obligations other than ourselves, and we don't have 8, 9, 10 hours a day to sit in front of a PlayStation and put 270 hours into a campaign of Skyrim.
Yeah.
I don't have that anymore. And so honestly, if I hear a game has, you know, a campaign that takes 15 hours to complete, cool. I can
let someone else do it.
No, actually, that's great to me, because that means, okay, cool. I can complete it in, you know, it'll take me 2-3 weeks to finish if I play for an hour or two at a time. it's going to take me probably a week or two. Versus a game that's like, yeah, it's a massive online world. We estimate it'll probably take at least 250 hours to do everything.
And you're like, well, that's just unappealing.
I mean, that sounds great.
That's just like a year. That's a year of your life.
Dude,
that's playing an hour every single day for three quarters of the year.
Dude, I put some fucking hours into Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah. And that honestly, that's part of why I haven't finished Red Dead 2 yet. Because
it's really good. It just takes so fucking long.
It's really good. And I am an obsessive completionist that I want to do every side thing, every task, every little side thing you can possibly do, because I want to get everything out of it the one time I play it through. So that way, if I move on to something else, I don't have to come back and play it again.
Hey, Jared, you ever play Red Dead Redemption so hard and so fast that it starts to turn blue? That's a Doppler effect. That's a physics joke.
Where's the boo?
I don't. You guys
just cathedral.
Oh, here, I found it. Boo.
Just do the cathedral.
Hang on there,
Jared.
Boo.
Boo. How dare you boo Christ? For shame.
Shame.
But anyways, back to your Jared. You wanted to go back to Renee's Minecraft dragon fight.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck?
I've never beaten it. Like really?
Anybody actually?
Now is this like OG old pre-Microsoft buyout Minecraft, or was this like when they started introducing story bullshit?
They did. The ending quote unquote was introduced before Microsoft bought them.
Okay.
Was it
like the NetherRealm or something?
It's it's okay. So there's the Nether.
Yeah.
That's like the hell dimension.
Right. Upside down or whatever.
Yeah, and there's this weird ghost thing flying around. You can shoot if you want to. It looks like hell. That's the only thing. Are you eating more chocolate?
He's eating more fucking chocolate.
Dear fucking God.
How much milk have you had?
I don't remember.
Did you try the dark stuff yet?
Oh, yeah. He's eating like 8 pieces of the dark.
The dark is better.
Dude, I fucking powered through the
dark. He's eating 7 pieces of dark, 4 of milk. He's eating half of a tin.
God damn, dude.
You're up to like 1 2/3 monsters.
Dude,
I don't got shit to do tomorrow. You guys can fuck off.
You're going to do that thing where like you walk through a door and then you close it behind you and then the whole fucking door frame falls out behind you because you just slammed it so hard.
Or he's going to like hear the reverberation of the sound from it shutting like throughout the house and just, everything's just going to vibrate and he's just going to have a panic attack.
I'm also going to fucking shit everywhere.
Is that a side effect of your caffeine consumption?
That's what I'm feeling right now.
I'm a little worried
just
about
like liquid coffee shits.
Ooh.
Hey, you always wanted a brown wall, right?
I ate Panda Express for like the first time in like 4 years today.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah, I feel like it may go wrong late tomorrow. But it was like steak and broccoli and cabbage and mushrooms.
So
like,
it should be good for you, but somehow they make it not.
So it's going to be a stinky squirt.
Dude,
you have the broccoli and the mushrooms and you said carrots?
No, there's cabbage in there. And kale.
Was it spicy beef?
No.
Okay,
so
good.
Kale, cabbage, broccoli, and mushrooms. Yeah, that's gonna be a stinky boot.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you had like spicy beef, you're gonna shit blood.
It's
tomorrow,
veggies
but...
and beef though.
But
like
you're fine
I'm not
now.
I'm just happy with what I ate, but I just know there's ass loads of salt in that thing. So that's what's gonna kill me.
Drink water.
Speaking of salt and weird things to eat, you guys ever had sardines?
No, I actively avoid them with a passion. I have scarred.
You should try them. Why are you scarred? Tell me your story.
Because I remember camping trips where the entire trailer would smell like them because my dad would like open up a can of them and eat them while we were watching something camping or doing something camping. And so the entire trailer would smell like them for 3 days. It's like the idea of microwave broccoli with cheese on it. My dad would have that as like a snack or something like that, where he'd like put some like steamed broccoli or something like that in a little bowl, put like some Parmesan cheese on it, and stick it in the microwave.
That sounds
he's lucky he's part of the police because I would have him arrested.
Because then the entire house smells like bad steamed broccoli, and like it's not a pleasant smell.
And
then
cheese.
Hot cheese and mixed with that. So I'd come home and be like, oh God, no, I'm not going to my room. I'm going downstairs.
If it's bad cheese, I can
understand. No, it was like Parmesan.
That.
It was like shredded Parmesan.
That's good cheese, though. I don't.
But the mixture of the two, to this day, I don't like the smell.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm here to tell you guys today, sardines are good. You may never, I've eaten sardines like 5 times in the past 2 weeks. They're good shit. It's one serving in one can. They are not very fishy, and they don't just come in like water.
They are literally nothing except fish.
Yeah, No, but they can come in. They come in tomato sauce. You can get them in hot sauce, mustard.
Do you put them on your toast?
No, I eat them straight out of the can.
That's actually surprisingly a thing.
I just got.
I'll
like,
try that. My body. Thank you for the idea.
My body just physically revolted against that.
I eat.
Next
them.
Thing is just to like send you like a crate of Lutefisk or something. Just to punish you.
Kersey's been talking about Lutefisk, and I do kind of want to try it, but I know I would hate that shit.
I had tofu a couple of months ago.
What do you think?
It was food.
Tofu is just a protein sponge.
Yeah.
It tastes like whatever you marinated it in.
That's literally exactly what... And I had it in volcano curry, and I got to tell you, it tasted like disturbingly chewy volcano curry.
Yeah.
Is volcano curry like burn my face off curry?
No.
Oh.
Sounds kind of good though.
It's like tingly. It's like not shit blood tomorrow, but like,
I've never had.
You're going to feel it twice.
I've never had poops that burn because of spicy food.
Oh,
really?
How have you. What?
I've had poops that burn because of like size, but.
Dude, you have. You have not gone hard on fucking.
Oh,
I thought you were
on
like contraire. I thought you were like the spice lord.
No,
how
I love
never...
spicy food. I've had to the point where it's like I've debated quitting at like a spicy Thai place in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Right before we flew home, the night day we flew home, basically they had 1 to 5. I'm like, I'll have 5. She's like, are you sure? That's really spicy. I don't think anybody's will finish 5. I'm like, I took that as. Are you fucking challenging me? I'm having 5.
What the fuck did you just say to me, you little bitch?
Pretty much. And I ate the entire goddamn thing.
You're a fucking animal.
I got about 2/3 of the way through it. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, God, this might have been a mistake.
Like on a scale of 1 to like 10 or like 1 whole bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos with lime. How would you say?
Flamin' Hot Cheetos with lime aren't spicy.
What?
Really?
The lime cuts it down.
I can
no, but
eat
like
those.
The,
I can eat
the
those.
Lime cuts it down.
Oh, shit. I think I broke this.
Yeah, the lime is just a diluting agent.
Yeah. No, honestly, a whole bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, even without the lime, Flamin' Hot Cheetos in general, yeah, that's like a 4. Maybe.
Compared to that
for
5 that you
well, experienced? Well, no, just for... No, I'm thinking like a 1-10 scale of spiciness. Oh. That's maybe like a 4 if you ate the entire bag.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, it doesn't scale. It doesn't
okay,
build
Buffalo
up.
Okay, Buffalo Wild Wings blazing sauce or whatever they're
don't know
shit.
What that tastes
oh,
like.
Oh, gosh.
It tastes like pain is what it tastes like.
Oh, good.
I mean, this pad thai, it was really good, but the spice level was past blazing.
I broke it.
It was...
Oh, again?
It was okay. Hotter than hell. Therese ordered it, actually, as well, because she's like... God, I think her mentality was, I'm not going to bitch out and get a weaker spiciness than you.
Yeah.
And so she got it, and she got about halfway through, where she's like, no, I'm done. And she regretted it the next day. But I'm like, oh, God, this is painfully hot almost.
Did I break it?
And that, even then, still nothing.
Really?
I've never had it to the point where it, like, burns my asshole.
You've got, like, magic. You got a magic GI tract then, bro. I don't know how you
I don't
do it.
Know.
I think you got a magic fucking colon, dude.
Maybe. I don't know, and I'm not going to test it. I mean, I don't like...
You're going to have to eventually when you turn 40.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at this point, I don't know if it's just because I've grown up. I don't take it as a challenge to see how spicy food I can take anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just take
you
it as...
You already did.
Well, I mean, I enjoy that.
You've
but
been training like, on ghost pepper flakes for years.
And you're
years.
Like, yeah, and I fucking won.
Yeah. I mean, ghost pepper flakes actually have good flavor.
You just built up an immunity. That's all you did.
Probably, honestly. Built
you need
tolerance.
To go on that show, Hot Ones.
I'd love to. That'd
dude,
fucking
I fucking
fun.
Love that
you
show.
Gotta get important enough to be on that show first.
Hey, and they've had 2 guests. Why couldn't they have 3?
Yeah.
We just gotta get famous.
Yeah.
Oh, do they do something where there's multiple people?
I've seen ones where they've had multiple people.
Yeah, they've
there.
Had Key and Peele. And,
yeah, they did have Key and Peele. That's the one I was thinking of.
They had a couple of duos.
Mm-hmm.
They're not usually as good as the singles, though.
Typically not, because you have to break up the interview between people, and each person gets as much time to talk.
Yeah, plus their last 2 guests were Idris Elba and then Stone Cold Steve Austin. So
well, you forgot Kirsten Bell. I haven't watched the Kirsten Bell one, but the Idris Elba one was actually pretty good. He was
really good.
It was not as like...
That guy's so much funnier than I fucking thought he
Wait,
was.
Wait, I thought you said Kristen Bell. Who are you saying?
Idris Elba.
Oh,
he was before
shit.
Her. Anyways, Idris
Never
Elba.
Mind.
But I think he also... It was funny and fun, but a lot of the Hot Ones are pretty funny and fun. But the Idris Elba one actually had a level of actually genuine like deepness and like insight. Partially, I think, because he's been doing what he's been doing for so long.
Yeah.
And he's roughly our parents' age.
Mm-hmm.
He has a bit more maturity than a lot of the other guests that is on that show.
For sure.
So he actually was saying a lot of deep stuff, like the idea of, you know, the obsession with celebrities and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly what he said, but Teresa and I watched that. I was like, huh, that's a lot deeper than I expected from a YouTube interview show that they eat hot wings.
Yep. Yeah.
How far did he make it, though?
He made it all the way through, actually, without too much. He like kind of choked on one that literally everybody does, which sounds like it's absolutely fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's da bomb. Hannibal Buress said, "Oh, that tastes like poison."
Everybody, like Alton Brown, was like, "Oh, that one's just fucking disgusting. Yeah. It's not even tasty." Like all these, a lot of the other ones are actually tasty and good. Actually, the Alton Brown one's actually really good.
I never watched
it. It's actually really good because he actually like provides critiques of every single sauce.
Well, see, and I don't really know anything about him, so I wasn't invested.
See, I grew up watching him on Food Network.
Okay.
So, that's where you learned most Gordon of your
Ramsay,
food shit from.
Gordon Ramsay one was good.
Yeah. Oh, God. Gordon Ramsay was hilarious because he just starts fucking losing it in the last four.
Right.
Here's the official. If we all three appeared on that show, yeah. I'm out first, obviously.
No, most people make it.
Most people do. They just start like basically crying. But you got to come prepared. Like Alton Brown brought like, I think, half and half, not milk,
because
it has a higher cream.
He was allowed to do that?
Yeah.
You can bring whatever you want. Like
Post Malone brought Bud Light. He can do whatever he wants.
So did, I forget what rapper was, but he was drinking like, he drank like seven like Bud Lights or something like that on the show. He was some sort of like super like crazy rapper guy that's just like mumble rapper trash.
Oh, I don't remember.
Therese, ironically,
better not be saying that about Suicide Boys because this guy will mess you up.
Dude, I watched the fuck out of that.
But yeah, no.
Dude, did I tell you I went to one of their concerts not too long ago?
No.
Dude, that shit was off the hizzle.
Yeah.
Like we had all like there had a bunch of openers. I think there was like four or five of them. But like they would have like the guys would play and there'd be like a 5-10 minute intermission, lights come on, and all of a sudden everyone's like, "Oh shit. We're in the middle of like in the middle of fucking just like a big ass crowd huddled around the stage." But yeah, it was slowly building up and building up and building up. And then the Suicide Boys came out and that place came unfucking glued. It was incredible. I was in the middle of the mosh pit. One guy shoved me like three times and I turned around and then he just like stormed his way out of there. And I was like, oh, well, I guess that's all it took.
What the hell? That's not how you're supposed to do mosh.
There was this one girl that was next to me and she was like me standing up. She was literally this tall.
Oh, God.
And she was like holding up her phone, like trying to take a video. I was like,
dumbass.
Should have given her piggyback
ride. And she, like, looks at me. So I just, like, snag her phone. I just, like, hold it up. And she's like...
Should have just, like, picked her up, put it on your shoulders or something.
I thought about it, but I pussed out.
Like, really? You know what? Good thing you didn't pursue her anyway, because the kind of person that films a concert that they're, living...
Yeah, she filmed, like a lot of it.
I took a dummy.
You're better off.
Good.
No, I took a couple of videos, but that was just a flex on people on Snapchat.
Like a couple snaps. That's different than filming the entire damn thing. Imagine that you pay like however much you pay. I don't know how much.
It was like $60.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
That's not bad even. But people will go to like, you know, a Justin Timberlake concert, pay $159 or something like that for shitty seats, and they'll film the entire thing and watch it on their, you know, 5.5-inch screen when they're fucking there.
Yeah.
They paid an ungodly amount of money to be there.
That shit's so ridiculous.
Eyes got way higher resolution than a fucking phone
to film a video
ever gonna have.
It looks like 4K.
To film a video that I guarantee they will never watch again.
Mm-mm.
And
I haven't even looked at my videos from the concert.
And ultimately
they're just taking up space, man.
Missed out on the experience. That you essentially could have just watched it on YouTube at home.
Yeah,
and you would have gotten the same experience.
Oh, and another part. So they sing a song, and it's two guys, and they each have a verse every song, right?
Okay.
First guy does his verse, and the music switches a little bit. Like, I know the song, so the guy's about to do his other verse. All of a sudden, the music just cuts the fuck off.
Oops.
And then he does, like, his whole verse a cappella.
That's awesome.
Mind you, this verse is fucking difficult. It took me a long time to learn it.
Yeah.
And he just, like, belts the whole thing out, and the whole time, he's like, yeah.
Good acapella could be really good.
Dude, it was fucking awesome.
Where did you have to go? Because I didn't think that...
Up in Seattle. What's the fucking place? It's not like... It wasn't a huge
Tacoma
venue.
Dome.
No, it wasn't Tacoma Dome. It was smaller than that. It had a 6,700 capacity, wherever that is. And it was sold out in like a day, so...
Yeah.
The fun center. Where you have
It's kind of like by a baseball field. It's like almost a
Safeco Field, probably.
It's like...
Well, Safeco Field is the baseball field.
Yeah, it's like attached to that.
I don't fucking
It's like it's a smaller venue.
Some sort of like auditorium that's basically attached.
Yeah. It was hilarious though walking in because they have like those little like fucking TV screen signs. It's like wherever this place is, welcomes, then whoever the artist is. It says welcomes Suicide Boys and it's like a picture from one of their album covers and they just look demonic and dead. And it's just the juxtaposition. I loved it.
Did you have to like put like black eyeshadow on or something to get into that thing or like what'd you do for it?
Dude, I rolled up. I was totally expecting nothing but just like weird scene kids.
Yeah.
it was normal ass people. They're like, oh yeah, I really like these guys. And I was like, hey, so do I.
All right, that, yeah, that's completely different.
It was just like normal ass dudes.
Even the mosh pit people?
Oh yeah.
Wow. Okay.
They were a little bit different crowd, but still, I mean,
naturally,
pretty much normal people. When the lights came on after, oh yeah, well, they're like, all right, thank you, Seattle. And they go off and everyone's like, one more song. We managed to talk him into doing three more songs.
Yeah.
So that was fucking tight. And the lights came on as we're leaving. One dude had his eyebrows split open. He's just bleeding everywhere. I was like, that looks like it sucks. I had one guy pass out drunk right next to me, and I had to drag him out of there.
Jesus.
Medics come over, like, what's going on? I was like, I think he's just really drunk. They're like, yeah, probably. He had smuggled in a flask in one of those fucking, like, apple juice pouches that you give kids.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because he offered me a swig, and I was like, oh, that's really strong stuff.
Wait, so he just poured booze into the apple juice packet?
Yeah, because you won't find it in the metal detector.
There you go.
And then also there was people, or, like, right there on the signs, like, no smoking within 25 feet or anywhere in the auditorium. As soon as those lights go out, you just see weed clouds just poof, 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 all the way through the lasers. Dude, it was fucking legendary. I had a great time. It was a blast.
One of the shows that I actually kind of, I've talked to Renee about this before too, that I kind of want to see, it's coming up in October in Portland. It's probably not going to be a huge show, but Sabaton is coming.
I don't know who they are.
They're a Swedish metal band that sings about historical events, like a lot of military stuff. Like a lot of their stuff is World War One and World War Two history stuff.
Do they speak English?
Yeah. And it's fucking awesome. Like, they have these heavy guitar riffs, and then they're, like, singing about the Battle of Verdun.
Where is it?
Or the,
where is it, and when is it?
You want a sample?
Like, 2 weeks after my son's born, and...
Yeah, how soon is that?
It's, like, October 16th.
October 16th.
Is when the show is. My son's born the 3rd, Ben's birthday.
Ben's birthday? Oh, dude, my
He better be on fucking time, too, because that would just be cosmically great.
Right?
My nephew's due the 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, look up Sabaton. I like Fields of Verdun, but one of their big ones is like Primo Victoria. That's one about the beaches of Normandy.
I'm going to do the Verdun one.
Yeah. Fields of Verdun. I like that. And also, it's a kick ass music video.
Oh, fucking shit. They actually... Okay, here we go.
Also, you excited to be a dad? It's coming up. It's real quick.
6 weeks.
Damn.
I'm allowed to skip forward a little, right?
It starts pretty quick. But apparently they're like some of the, like, they're hardcore, like, hype men when it comes to their shows.
Yeah.
Like, the way I've told this to people is basically like Swedish metal Schoolhouse Rock.
It sounds like Avenged Sevenfold with Disturbed Singer back in, like, the earlier days.
I could see that. Yeah. But then actually, like, about history and facts and that kind of stuff.
And the fucking costumes, man. Those fucking rule.
What's the name of this band?
Sabaton.
Sabaton.
S-A-B-A-T-O-N. And they actually have a History Channel on YouTube where they actually has the guy who does the Great War in World War II actually explaining the actual history about their songs. And they'll pop in the end.
I'm writing that in YouTube.
S-A-B-A-T-O-N.
I think we can end it with this one. Don't like us on Facebook.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you do it.
I'll say, they also, the history one is Sabaton History.
Sabaton History.
It's pretty good.
It's tight.
Hell yeah. So these guys are going to be in town. It'll be a cool
mid-October.
And it's like $25 for a ticket.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Dude, let's do it.
I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to want to get away on a Monday night, like just after my kid's born, but I don't know if I'm like, anyways, Therese, bye.
It's like 2 weeks after. She'll be fine.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Hire a nanny.
You could definitely do that, right? Are nannies still around?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But take her over to grandma's or something.
Just be careful it's not Robin Williams.
Right.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you've not been watching too at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes, RSS, and Spotify are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table.
Fucking early October. You're about to be a dad,
dude. It's going
to
be an exciting time.
Yep. And my brother's about to be a dad. And I'm about to be an uncle to a boy. I'm stoked.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
If anybody wants to come see us in the hospital, you have to come with a gift of food.
I can do that.
I got chocolates.
Does it matter what the food is?
For Therese and us.
Okay.
Just some sort of food, meals, whatever, so we don't have to necessarily worry
about
cooking.
I'm going to bring you a whole fucking head of lettuce.
I was going to say a whole ham.
I'm going to throw it at you.
You got to eat the lettuces, man.
I was going to say a whole ham.
A whole ham.
Make sandwiches.
Yeah.
I'll bring you some.
Good.
You got stew.
All right. We'll be back next week.
Yeah, sure.
Probably. All right. Party on, everybody.